co-work with. And so the accountability relationship there would be delegated to this particular individual, which is typically called an executive pastor or an administrative pastor. And then another position or a title that you would see expressed to a certain leader in a church would be the associate pastor. Now, the associate pastor is kind of an interesting critter because this position may fill a very variety of other needed specific ministries in a local church. Typically, there isn't, you know, in a smaller congregation, there may be an associate pastor who wears a lot of hats. But as the congregation gets bigger, they may hire two or three or four or bring in, as we would call them, Moses leaders, or there may be some raised up. Myself, I was raised up as a Joshua minister in the particular congregation, and I later served as a senior pastor. But an associate pastor role is what I filled at the beginning of it, and there may be certain specific needs. Some associate pastors of small churches are kind of the jack of all trades, kind of fill the gaps that the senior or lead pastor doesn't do or can't do because of time and ability restraints or whatever. And so an associate pastor may fill a lot of gaps, or though in a larger congregation you may have a specific, this is what you do as an associate pastor underneath the senior pastor. And those may include things like discipleship, evangelism, dealing with senior adults in the congregation, doing ministries with them. It might be a small group pastor where he's an associate pastor in the church, but he oversees all the small groups and teaches several small groups or puts curriculum together. Fellowship circles, things like that. Maybe mission outreach, how we're going to connect in our missions to the local community, to the global community. And there may be even an associate pastor who does visitation, going out and meeting with the sick and the shut-ins and things like that. And so an associate role could be one guy doing all of those things, which would be really spreading yourself thin. Or it could be, you know, a person who is called either from within the congregation or from out of the congregation, a Moses or Joshua leader, to come in and do one of those specific tasks, or maybe two of them. For instance, when I was an associate pastor, I did discipleship in the congregation. I also did the evangelism part. I was called the pastor of discipleship and evangelism. And that's what I did. And I did a lot of educational stuff in teaching and did a lot of training for evangelism and things like that. And so you can see how this will vary. It's quite a broad spectrum position. And an associate pastor can look and do a lot of things. There are even some churches that have an associate pastor over the media in the church. In other words, he is the guy who puts the sound team together, who puts the technical data and the reproduction of materials together and all of that. And then of course, another job sometimes an associate pastor has is he's the associate pastor